The virus that causes shingles is sleeping in 99% of people over 50. It's lying dormant, waiting, and it could reactivate at any time. And while not everyone at risk will develop shingles, it strikes as a painful, blistering rash that can last for weeks. Think you're not at risk for shingles? It's time to wake up, because shingles could wake up in you. If you're over 50, talk to your doctor or pharmacist about shingles prevention.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Life is full of unexpected moments, from car repairs to vet bills. Aspire Credit Card is there for you. The Aspire Cashback Rewards Card empowers you to manage everyday needs and surprises while rewarding you with 3% cashback rewards on gas, groceries, and utilities, plus 1% on all other eligible purchases. Worried about your credit? With Aspire, less than perfect credit is okay. And you can see if you pre-qualify without affecting your credit score. Visit Aspire.com and see if you pre-qualify. Accepted at your favorite stores where you use MasterCard. Visit Aspire.com and see if you pre-qualify today. Build, grow, aspire. If you're ready for an epic family vacation, there's no better place than sunny Orlando. Exciting thrills, never-ending food festivals, fresh new dining experiences, outdoor adventures in Florida's natural springs, and so much more. Orlando has it all, and Visit Orlando's vacation planners can help you plan the perfect trip. In Orlando, anything is possible, if you can imagine it, and that's what makes Orlando unbelievably real. Plan your escape today and save at visitorlando.com.
Hey, this is Junior, and I have a long-standing relationship with the American Red Cross to get the word out about blood donation within the African-American community, letting people know how important community donations are to our well-being. 1 in 3 African-American blood donors are a match for patients with sickle cell disease. As someone who suffers from sickle cell, I know that finding blood is a matter of life and death. Blood donations save lives, and I'm living proof. Donate blood at Red Cross to help save a life. Black excellence is in our blood. Visit redcrossblood.org/ourblood to make an appointment now.
Let's go. Let's do, buckle up. Hold on tight. Here it is. Strawberry Letter. 23.
Thank you, Tommy. Subject, he doesn't call anymore. Hello, Steve and Shirley. I met a guy about a month ago. We met at a restaurant he co-owns with a friend. We sat there for the whole night, chatting the night away, and left in the morning. He got my numbers from a girlfriend of mine just before we left the place. He then called 30 minutes later to find out if we got home safe. The next day, I called him. We had a chat. And during the week, he proposed to meet again with me, but he didn't pitch.
What is pitch?
I don't get that part. I don't get that. But anyway, but he didn't pitch. That's what she says. Then called later to apologize as he had to present reports to his manager. In the same week, Friday, we met again at the restaurant, then later went home. In the next week, he called and told me he wanted to see me, even if it was only for a minute. By that time, I was on my way home. I called him again. We chatted. Then we met again at the restaurant, and he offered to give me a full body massage, of which I rejected him nicely. Recently, he doesn't call at all. He doesn't get back to me like he used to. Can you please advise on what I can do without compromising myself in this situation? Warmest regards, Laredo. Oh, okay, Laredo, if what I think happened actually did happen, then that could be, and it's probably why he's not calling you anymore. You said you guys met at a restaurant, then later went home. I gotta ask you if you meant that you went home together, because that's certainly what it sounds like. But then at the end of the letter, you said you don't want to compromise yourself. But if you guys went home together already, then I'm assuming you compromised yourself earlier in the letter. It's a little confusing right there for me. And there's a lot of stuff going on, a lot of stuff happening really, really fast.
You called him the next day. You immediately called him the next day. Sounds a little eager, a little desperate to me. That's my opinion. You know, and I have some other questions. Why was he presenting reports to his manager if he owned the restaurant? A lot of confusing stuff going on in this letter. You called him again. He asked you for a full body massage. You rejected him nicely. See, again, that doesn't sound like, you know, you guys went home and got busy. I don't know. This letter's confusing to me, Steve. What do you think? You can at least get started.
This whole thing is just a mess. Because your letter is sporadic. You've given us information out of order, incomplete. And anytime a woman writes incompletely, it's because she's intentionally leaving something out. You're the most thorough communicators I know on earth. You all will tell it all because you all's gift is probing and digging and getting into the depth of the conversation. So when you read a letter from a woman who has an incomplete letter, it's because she's trying to pick the information she's going to share with you and leave out other information. You all are the best at it in the world, communicating and talking. So how she done wrote a letter that we don't understand? It's because she done left some stuff out, but she trying to figure out. But now, how does she clean up and fix this mess? Well, I got some news for you when we come back, ma'am. And you probably not gonna like this answer right here, but this answer is the truth because you are a chapter in the book.
Oh yeah, what's
and that? Sport fishing.
Oh,
she's the chapter in the book. That's why I wrote it. I'll explain it to you when we come back. You know, ma'am, you left a lot of information out of your letter, Laredo or Lorado, whatever your name is. You met a guy about a month ago. You met at a restaurant he co-owns with a friend. Like Shirley said, if he co-owns a restaurant, why is he filling out reports to his manager? The owner don't fill out reports to the manager. The manager fills out reports to the owner. Here's what started this whole thing. Ladies, be careful of this right here. We chatted the whole night and left in the morning. He got my numbers from a girlfriend of mine just before we left the place. He then called 30 minutes later to find out if we got home safe. See right there, you're impressed by that. And then he called to make sure I got home. Ladies, listen to me. Don't be totally impressed by the things that we automatically do in the beginning. These are things that guys are automatically taught to do in the beginning. Don't be totally impressed with that. I mean, it's nice that he does it. It's troublesome if he doesn't.
Right.
That's the red flag. But please don't bring out the band just because he called to see if you got home safe. Hell, that's routine player move 101. First night. Okay. Then the next day I called him. You had a chat. Then he proposed to meet you again, but he didn't pitch. I think that's meaning that he didn't show up. He didn't play. Then later called to apologize. And in the same week, we met again at the restaurant, yada, yada. The next week he called, told me he wanted to see me for a minute, but you was on the way home. I called him again in the restaurant. Then he offered to give you a full body massage, and you rejected him nicely. Now, recently, he doesn't call at all. He doesn't get back to me like he used to. Can you please advise on what I can do without compromising myself in this situation? Okay, first of all, what's wrong? If all y'all did was chat a few times at the restaurant at the house, he offered to do a full body massage. You told him no. Now he don't call no more. Okay, then that's the chapter in the book that spurred the sport fisherman theory. He's fishing not to keep, but to throw back. Now, you are a throwback, not because of the actions you did, but because he just not looking for someone like you. Here's the deal. See, it seems like she did everything right. I agree with Shirley. Did you sleep with the guy when you went home? What does that mean? But if you didn't, you've done everything right. Enough so that you found out he was wrong. See, ladies, that's what you gotta get yourself in a position to do constantly. You've gotta do enough of the right things, and then you'll find out if the guy is wrong or not. Is it not better to find out right now that he won't call you than if you'd have broke off the cookie, gave him your time, in a short, this is only a week or two we're talking. But now she's so distraught, she done wrote a letter because she can't figure out what's wrong. It's nothing wrong. You figured out that he was wrong. You did everything right. The guy's talking. He didn't call you back. Walk away.
Yeah, she was feeling him, though, and she just wanted to know.
Right. Quit feeling him because he ain't feeling you. Yeah.
Exactly. He's not that into you. All right. Email us or Instagram us your thoughts on today's letter at My Girl Shirley, okay?
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Thinking of popping the question? Diamonds Direct has an offer you can't miss. This month only, buy a natural diamond engagement ring of 1 carat plus and receive a free natural 1 carat diamond tennis bracelet valued at $2,000. Imagine giving her the ring of her dreams and her wedding gift all at once. No one provides education, selection, and value like Diamonds Direct. Your chance to get a free tennis bracelet from your friends at Diamonds Direct won't last long. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Have you ever wondered what it would be like to have supervision, enhanced hearing, extraordinary reflexes, to be, dare we say, superhuman? Well, Roku's new Pro Series TV can't do any of that for you. But with a 4K screen, side-firing speakers, and a blazing fast refresh rate, it'll sure feel like it. Elevate your entertainment using all your favorite apps like iHeart and play all your music, radio, and podcasts with the new Roku Pro Series. Your senses aren't better. Your TV is.
Hello, I'm Dr. Michael Mosley, and I want to let you know about my new immersive BBC Radio 4 podcast series, Deep Calm. It's all about how to tap into and activate a remarkable system that we all have hardwired inside of us, our relaxation response. And it's been developed to be listened to at any time you want to really unwind. I hope you'll listen wherever you get your BBC podcasts.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350 plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.